In this talk, I will first introduce the concept of equating between two test forms. Then I will briefly describe my research that instead focuses on the case of multiple test forms. And then I will present the R package equate IRT that performs equating with item response theory methods. And finally, I will talk about the further developments which are going on. So suppose you have two forms of a test. I mean, two forms composed of different items. Obviously, the items in the two forms can have different difficulties. So the scores obtained in the two forms are not directly comparable because of the different difficulties of the two forms. Equating is a process that adjusts for differences in difficulty in order to provide comparable scores. And there are various methods proposed in the literature to perform equating, and I focus on item response theory methods. Well, in an item response theory model for binary responses, so responses that can be of the type wrong, correct, the probability of getting a correct response is modeled as a function of the ability and theta and of some item characteristics like the difficulty B, the discrimination, and the guessing. These are all parameters of the model. The difficulty, discrimination, and guessing are parameters of the model. And since there are three parameters for each model, this model is called the three-parameter logistic model. This model can be reduced to the two-parameter logistic model when we don't have the guessing parameters, and when also the discrimination parameters are all equal to one, we obtain the one-parameter logistic model, also called the Rush model. Okay. In this model, the parameters are not identifiable, so it's necessary to impose some constraints. Usually, it is assumed that the mean ability is equal to zero and that the variance is equal to one. So, suppose that the parameters of the model are estimated separately for different groups of individuals. They take different forms of the test. We are assuming that for each group, the mean of the abilities is equal to zero. So we assume that the mean ability level is equal for all the groups. And this is obviously not true in reality. So for this reason, the item parameter estimates are not directly comparable. They are expressed on different measurement scales, so they need to be transformed in order to obtain comparable estimates. And equating is a process that aims to convert these item parameters to the same measurement scale and then to obtain comparable scores. So these are the equations that allow to transform the item parameters from the scale of form 1, in this case, to the scale of form 2. Also, the theta parameters need to be, the theta values need to be transformed. And the transformation is performed using these two constants, capital A and capital B, which are called equating coefficients, and that are two unknown parameters. These two unknown parameters can be estimated. In order to estimate them, it's necessary to have some items in common between the two forms. And in the literature, there are various methods based on item response theory that perform that can be used to estimate these two equating coefficients. And these are the methods proposed in the literature. Min-min, min-sigma, min-geometric mean, high-balance, Stocking-Lore methods are methods proposed in the literature to compute this equating coefficient, but they can be estimated just for two forms that with some items in common. However, In some testing programs, it's not a rare occasion to have many forms of a test that need to be, and the scores of all these forms need to be compared. Okay, supposed to have a testing programs that have several administrations over the year and over many years. So the number of forms can become very high. And some of these forms are directly connected. I mean, they have items in common. And some other forms are not directly connected. So in my research, I focus on this problem, the connection of many forms of a test. Take, for example, form 18 and form 25. These two forms do not have items in common, so it is not possible to use the methods proposed in the literature to establish a conversion between these two forms. However, they can be connected through a chain that goes through form 21 and form 24. So when there's a chain that connects to form, it is possible to find the two equating coefficients, A and B, that connect these two forms, as a function of the direct equating coefficient between pairs of forms that are directly linked. And these are the expressions that permit to find these equating coefficients. Chain, I call them the chain or indirect equating coefficients. However, going back to this graph, there is also another path that connects form 18 and form 25. It is the path that goes through form 20. Okay, and possibly there are other paths that connect these two forms. So for every path denoted with B, we have a different scale conversion, two different equating coefficients, AP and BP, for each path that connects the forms. So the objective is to find a single scale conversion that can be achieved by averaging each single scale conversion. This is the scale conversion of the ability values for each path. The objective is to average this different scale conversion in order to obtain a single one that is denoted with the star, which is expected to be also more accurate than each single scale conversion taken singularly. But how to perform the averaging? So I follow the suggestion of these two authors, who proposed to use the bisector method, which has some desirable properties I'm not going to explain here. But the bisector method is simply a weighted mean with weights given by this expression. So the weights depend on the A equating coefficient of each path. And it is also possible to add these additional weights and P in order to give more or less weight to each path. This leads to the average equating coefficient denoted with the star that connects two forms, obtained as an average of the equating coefficients from each path with weights given by this expression. But if we want to assign different weights to the different paths by using these constants NP, how to do that? My proposal is to determine these weights and P by minimizing the average variance of the average conversion of the theta values. This variance is equal to the sum of the variances of the two average equating coefficients, and the minimization can be performed numerically. So when these weights are all set equal to 1, I call the resulting equating coefficient just the bisector equating coefficient. And when this procedure is used in order to obtain a more efficient estimator, I call the resulting coefficient the weighted bisector equating coefficient. For all these equating coefficients, it is possible to compute also the standard errors. By applying the tilde method, and both for direct equating coefficient and also for chain or average equating coefficients. Once the equating coefficients are obtained, it is possible also to, at this point, it is possible to convert the item parameters to a common metric. At this point, it is also possible to compute comparable scores between different test forms. And this can be achieved by applying the methods already available in the literature that are true score equating and observed score equating method, or just it's possible to use the estimated IRT abilities converted to a common scale. In all these cases, it is possible to compute also the standard errors of the equated scores. And well, the equate IRT package computes direct equating coefficients between forms that have some items in common using all the methods proposed in the literature. It computes the chain equating coefficient if two forms can be connected through a chain. It computes the average equating coefficient using the bisector and the weighted bisector method. It computes the equated scores using both true score equating and observed score equating methods. And it computes the standard errors of all these equating coefficients and the equated scores. So here we have an example using this data set included in the package. In this graph, we have a picture of how these five forms are connected. Some of them have some items in common, some others have not. Before performing the equation, it's necessary to estimate the item parameters, and the estimation can be performed using other R package, as for example, the LTM package or the MIRT package. It is also possible to use external software and then import the item parameter estimates into R. Using this function, I extract the item parameter estimates from the model and also the covariance metrics of the item parameter estimates, which are necessary if you want also the standard errors of the equating coefficients. Then it is necessary to prepare the data because the software that estimates the item parameter usually uses a different parametrization of the item response theory model and the covariance matrix of the item parameter estimates is given in the other parametrization. So then it's necessary to convert the item parameters to the usual parametrization I show at the beginning using this function that converts also the covariance matrix using the delta method. At this point, it's possible to compute the direct equating coefficient between forms with items in common, as for example, form 1 and 2. Using this function, it's possible to compute the direct equating coefficient, and here we have the output, the two equating coefficients, A and B, with their standard errors. It is also possible to compute all direct equating coefficients using this other function between all forms with items in common. This function detects automatically all the forms that have some items in common and computes the direct equating coefficient between these forms. This is also a necessary step in order to compute then the chain equating coefficients. And for computing the chain equating coefficient, it's possible to use this other function. In this case, we specify just the length of the chain. So in this case, I chose a chain of length 4. And the function detects all the forms that can automatically, all the forms that can be connected using a chain of length 4. For example, this chain 1, 2, 3, 4 has length 4, but also the chain 2, 3, 4, 5 as length 4. So if we want to restrict the chains, we can specify the first, optionally, the first form of the chain with its label, in this case test 1, and optionally the last form of the chain, in this case test 4. So with these requirements, we have just one chain, that is the red one. And these are the equating coefficients for this chain with their standard errors. It is also possible to specify a specific path. If you want the path 1, 5, 4, we can just specify this path, and the function computes the chain equating coefficient for that path. So now we have two chains that connect, two paths that connect the forms 1 and forms 4, the red one and the green one. So we can average these two different scale conversions. And using this function, we perform the averaging of the two scale conversions, both with the bisector and the weighted bisector method. So in the output, we have the equating coefficient of each single path and the two average equating coefficient with the standard errors. And we can see that the standard errors of the average equating coefficient are smaller and that the weighted bisector has the smallest standard error for both the A and the B equating coefficient. At this point, it's possible to obtain comparable scores. These are the scores that is possible to obtain in form 4. There are 20 items, so it's possible to have a score from 0 to 20. And these are the equated scores in test 1. For example, for a person with disability level, he is expected to get a score of 17 in form 4 and a score of 17.19 in form 1. So for disability level, form 1 is a bit easier. So it is the score it is expected to be a bit higher. Briefly, further developments. I will briefly include a new function for the detection of differential item functioning with a new procedure. And then I want to develop a new R package that performs the equating of multiple test forms, but using another method I recently published. So thank you for your attention, and these are some references.
Okay, thank you. I mean, we are at time, but we don't have a speaker to follow, so we could overrun a little bit if someone has a question now. Yeah.
Looking at an extreme case where every participant gets one test, which is different from the others, but overlaps in a few questions. So it's the extreme multiple test situation, where within each test I have too little information to estimate actually the equations.
So
have you been working on that?
There are three tests and they're all connected. They all share some common items.
Share some common items.
Yeah, yeah.
There are many participants, so there's 50,000 different tests, 50,000 participants. In each test there are 60 questions. We have overlaps of 5 or 6 questions between two pairs of tests, and we would like to do it all.
If the number of tests is very high, the number of paths explodes. It explodes. So you can just select the paths, the shortest paths. I think the best way to deal with this case is to select just the shortest paths, the shortest chains, because they are also the paths that have the lowest standard errors. In another work, using a simulation study, I found that the standard errors increase linearly with the length of the chain. So in a situation like this, I suggest to take just the shorter chains and the package detects automatically that and to average perform an average just of those.
Okay. Anybody else? No? Okay, well, I think we can let's thank our speaker and all of the ones from this session.